One of their first bombings was intended to target a dance for non-commissioned officers at Fort Dix, New Jersey, though another version says that the bomb, wrapped in roofing nails, was intended for Columbia. In any event, the inexperienced bomb makers famously blew themselves up in a Greenwich Village townhouse, killing three members and leaving the survivors fugitives for life. The explosion was one of the reasons Rudd had to go underground. He did not surface again for several years, eventually turning himself in after technical violations of wiretapping laws made the federal case against him difficult to prosecute. Today he's a math teacher at a community college in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Rudd has expressed remorse for his violent youthful activities, but he's still a passionate opponent of American and Israeli foreign policy. Many of us forget that the Weather Underground bombing campaign was not a matter of a few isolated incidents. From September 1969 to May 1970, Rudd and his co-revolutionaries on the white radical left committed about 250 attacks, or almost one terrorist bombing a day. Government estimates put that number much higher. During the summer of 1970, there were 20 bombings a week in California. The bombings were the backbeat to the symphony of violence, much of it rhetorical, that set the score for the new left in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Rudd captured the tone perfectly. "It's a wonderful feeling to hit a pig. It must be a really wonderful feeling to kill a pig or blow up a building. The real division is not between people who support bombings and people who don't," explained a secret member of a bombing collective, "but between people who will do them and people who are too hung up on their own privileges and security to take those risks." Bourgeois self-loathing lay at the very heart of the New Left's hatred of liberalism, its love affair with violence, and its willingness to take a sledgehammer to Western civilization. "We're against everything that's good and decent in honky America," declared one rebel. "We will burn and loot and destroy. We are the incubation of your mother's worst nightmare." The weathermen became the stormtroopers of the New Left, horrifying even those who agreed with their cause. Convinced that all whites were born tainted with the original sin of skin privilege, the fighting brigade of the New Left internalized racialist thinking as hatred of their own whiteness. "All white babies are pigs," declared one weatherman. On one occasion, the feminist poet Robin Morgan was breastfeeding her son at the offices of the radical journal Rat. A weather woman saw this and told her, "You have no right to have that pig male baby." "How can you say that?" Morgan asked. "What should I do?" "Put it in the garbage," the weatherwoman answered. Bernadine Dorn, an acid-loving University of Chicago law student turned revolutionary, reflected the widespread New Left fascination with the serial-killing hippie ubermensch Charles Manson. "Dig it,"